Money Show.
The Friday File.
The Friday File.
We found him. Mervyn Gurs is the founder of Mervyn Gurs Ceramics. And I wonder, Mervyn, how you describe your ceramic work. Because I was trolling your website and trawling your website today. And I was trying to think, what is the unifying ethos that connects it all? Because it's so diverse and so different that there no two pieces are the same. Maybe that's the unifying force. I wonder, how do you describe
it? It's all everything is done by hand. So every single piece is literally made by hand. So each piece from start to finish goes through 22 pairs of hands. So it's quite labor intensive. That's basically what we're trying to do. So it's the old Japanese way of making ceramic.
Okay, and that's why, I mean, No, absolutely, because it's beautiful in its imperfection, a lot of the stuff that you're producing, because it is designed to be unique and differentiate itself from the stuff that you pull off the shelves at Woolies, for example, or Mr. Price.
That's right. I mean, most of the stuff is made by machines or in production lines, but what we do is literally everything is done by hand. We're 49 people in the studio, so it's quite small. And we produce about between 8,000 and 10,000 items a month. That was pre-blackouts.
How on earth, I mean, we'll get to blackouts in just a moment, but how do you get to 10,000 pieces of ceramics, all hand-produced by 22 pairs of hands, in a single month? That sounds like an astonishingly productive space.
It is quite productive. There's some people that can make up to 150 items per day. So it is productive, and it's very well worked out. So everything is done. We're worked on the Kaizen program as part of the DTI sort of assessment. So everything is worked out very specifically and orderly, and very sort of smooth production now.
How much of your time is spent on design versus manufacture? Because you can't be distracted on a daily basis with that sort of prolific work rate.
I've actually stepped sort of aside and do the design work now. There's an MD that's actually running the company. I've got a brilliant team and a sales director and admin and finance and human resources. That's going well.
Oh, and we've lost him. We've lost him. We're really struggling with the connections this evening. Mervyn Gurs is a prolific ceramicist. And when you look at Ardmore, you can spot a piece of Ardmore pottery at 500 meters away. Mervyn Gurs' work is harder to identify particularly as his, but much of it is bespoke. It's all made by hand. And if we can get hold of him one more time, I just want to talk about the impact of blackouts, because, of course, these massive furnaces that have to operate in order to ensure that the pottery is beautifully hardened. There we go. He's back. Mervyn, talk to me very briefly. No, that's all right. No, connectivity is a pain. It's load shedding, which affects you directly as well. So talk to me about how load shedding impacts you, because you can't just switch a furnace on and off. These are things that need to build up to temperature, be consistent, have consistent temperatures for extended periods of time. How are you coping?
It is at the moment exceptionally difficult. We're down to producing about 4,000 items a month, down from an average of 9. We've had orders cancelled in December. Various companies, since November we've had about R1 million loss a month, just on orders being cancelled and orders that we can't get out on time. So it actually affects the whole company, because people need to get good salaries. We try and pay staff very good salaries, but work overtime. Unfortunately, now we have everybody has to work overtime, and people get tired. They can't work 7 days a week. So we're looking at various ways of trying to deal with it. We've been speaking to the council and the premier and all that, but they can't sort of help a single company to work, because, for instance, one kiln firing takes 14 hours. So the kiln fires for 6 hours and goes down for 2, and then fires for 6 hours, go down 2, and then for 6 hours, go down for 4. So it takes 4 days to do a firing instead of 14 hours.
No, it's an impossible scenario. And at some point, if we don't get a reprieve on load shedding, Your company will have to make some very tough decisions about the future in terms of just how many people it can afford to employ. And you've got high-skilled people, people no doubt who've been with you for many years, and nobody wants to be put in that position where it becomes a choice between survival and cutting back.
Well, the thing is, we didn't retrench anybody during COVID. Everybody took a salary cut, and we carried through. And that is the same thing. We're looking at various options, at getting a new building, getting solar, getting batteries. But it's costly, and it's going to take time, and you need to get the right building to put the solar power on, blah, blah, blah. But we are looking at various options. And the problem is a generator won't work for us because... The fuel that we'll use on the generator, the diesel, will be far too costly.
No, exactly right. I mean, it's crippling many, many small and medium-sized enterprises across sectors, and it's dreadful, Mervyn, it really is. In terms of the reach that you have and the success that you've had, though, in the good times, and let's hope that those come back really, really soon, the fact that your work is globally sought after, I think, is a massive tick in your favour in terms of the very high levels and the high standards that you create out of Cape Town. You've gone as far as Denmark, as far as Nigeria, as far as the United Kingdom, I'm sure many, many other jurisdictions too.
Sure, about 35% of our products we export, about 35%. Pre-COVID, we did mostly the hospitality industry because we do a lot of bespoke work for restaurants. But now, after COVID, we had to look at different strategies and obviously target the retail market and then try and go at the export market as well. So, it's just basically, we're not going to give up. We need to keep going. And if you retrench anybody and you've trained them and then try and get hold of the people again, then you've lost the skill, which is, it takes months to get the same person back to be able to do the work that you need.
Sure. No, it's absolutely awful, Mervyn, and I really wish you the very best of luck in terms of re-engineering your business to a point that you can operate efficiently, effectively, to a level that you become used to. The founder, Mervyn Gurs Ceramics, on not a great phone line this evening. The Zoom didn't work, and I'm sure it's possibly all load shedding related. Load shedding, of course, is sucking the marrow out of people who are trying to run enterprises. I've told you the story previously, speaking to a baker a month or two ago, saying that, the diesel generator that they would need and the diesel they would burn would destroy every cent of profit that they had. And they were seriously considering shutting down their baking business. Mervyn Gurs does not want to shut down. He wants to avoid that at all costs. But then his workers have got to take pay cuts again. Not good enough to have that happen in COVID, which is perhaps an understandable anomaly. But to then have to do it because of state failure. And the state's not going to cut him any slack. He's not going to get any tax relief. He's not going to get any sort of support from the state to keep wages up. So, unfortunately, the private sector, you're on your own. You really are. Let's play the Brutal Biz Quiz this evening. Let's finish this hour at least on a slightly lighter note. Which company produces Snowflake Flour, Blue Ribbon Bread, Iwiza Maize Meal, Manhattan Gums, Mr. Sweet, and even Let's Tampons too? That's an interesting one. I didn't know they did that. Which company produces Snowflake Flour, Blue Ribbon, Iwisa, Manhattan, Mr. Sweet, and Lilettes? It's diversified, that's for sure. 021-446-0567, 011-883-0702. If you'd like to play the Brutal Biz Quiz, remember, there are only two rules about this game. You win or I win. Them's the rules. If I'm the winner, you're the loser. All of you. Surely one of you can take me down. Let's play the Brutal Biz Quiz this evening here on The Money Show.